AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There have been tornado watches and warnings today in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. It's the storm system that will be moving into the Northeast tomorrow, possibly affecting as many as 50 million people. Louis Uccellini with the National Weather Service says this is going to be a big and strong storm.
Blizzard watches have just been upgraded to a blizzard warning for the Washington, D.C. area. And we now have blizzard watches out extending up into New Jersey to just southwest or right towards the New York City area.
States of emergency will be in effect in a number of areas. Josh Honeycutt was brave enough to visit a supermarket in Washington, D.C. before the storm hit.
The line for the quick checkout started to wrap around the entire store and block all the aisles. And then lines of about 20 to 30 people started forming in all the regular checkout aisles.
D.C.'s Metro Transit system will be shut down for the weekend. Snow is expected as far north as Boston. Days after his release in a prisoner swap with Iran, former Marine Amir Hakmati returned to his hometown, Flint, Michigan.
Thank God. Thanks to everyone's support. Everybody from the president, Congressman Kildee, everyday Americans. I'm standing here healthy, tall, and with my head held high.
Asked about his 4 years in an Iranian prison, Hakmati said it wasn't good, but his Marine training helped sustain him. Officials at Luke Air Force Base in Arizona say the wreckage of an F-16 fighter jet that crashed has been found. There's no word yet on the fate of the pilot. Automobile recalls hit another record, more than 51 million last year because of stronger government enforcement and widening recalls of exploding airbags. Stocks rebounded today. Boost in energy stocks had the markets in positive territory. The Dow finished up 115 points. This is AP Radio News. Secretary of State John Kerry says initial Syrian peace talks in Geneva will not be face-to-face. Kerry says there may be a delay in the talks, a day or two, but it's just a matter of logistics.
There's not going to be a fundamental delay. The process will begin on the 25th, and they will get together and we'll see where they are.
Both sides say there's still work to do on determining which opposition groups are deemed terrorist organizations and therefore ineligible for the peace talks. A British report says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved the killing of former KGB agent Alexander Litvinenko. At the White House, Press Secretary Josh Earnest says it's a troubling report.
The evidence that we've seen that was put forward by the British government is pretty compelling, but we have not thoroughly reviewed the report to draw our own conclusions at this point.
Litvinenko died in London in 2006 after drinking poison tea. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.